James Carlton joins us now with the stories. James, what's making the headlines today?
Well, it's that Greens deal with the government regarding the pensions. The Australian coalition and deal with Greens on age pensions. That leaves Labor now the party of welfare millionaires. As Fran mentioned, the government will pass its plans to increase the pension for the poorest recipients and cut or axe the pension from the wealthiest recipients because of this coalition arrangement with the Greens. Labor, isolated as minor rival, achieved credibility. The Daily Telegraph's response, more succinct. Silly Billy, not just on pensions, Bill Shorten, of course, but his demand that the government answer questions about Australian spies paying people smugglers, but refusing to answer about the practices during Labor's time in office. Australia, the Labor Party doesn't comment on security matters, he says, in respect to the time when Labor was in power. And on that story, The Age, The Canberra Times, The Sydney Morning Herald, boat scandal, police chief shows us the money. The papers print photos of the thousands of US dollars, the actual money used to bribe, purportedly, to the six people smugglers. The Indonesian police general is front page showing the photo on his iPhone, proof, he says, of the bribery of people smugglers by Australian officials. Also, the provincial head of the Indonesian Police People Smuggling Division says the two boats that were turned back with a drum of fuel each, well, that made it akin to a suicide mission, just one drum of fuel. Mind you, the Australian says it was the original vessels that they were sinking, or fears that they were sinking, that sparked the emergency rescue in the first place. We also find out from the Fairfax Press that the boats, when they returned to Indonesia, struck a reef off Landu Island, and had it not been low tide, the local villagers wouldn't have been able to rescue the passengers as they did. Now, just one other story. The Herald Sun, killer bug, which is a succinct headline meaning Enterobacteriaceae, which is the antibiotic-resistant bacteria that's killed 18 Victorians in the last 3 years out of 60 infected. That's a third. Extraordinary. Plus, State of Origin Rugby League to be played at the MCG tonight, or as Dame Edna calls it, the G-spot. Inglis, Smith, Thurston, the G-force in the Brisbane Courier-Mail. 90,000 people expected. A 12-page lift-out plus team poster in the newspaper, and it's only game two. And given it's south of the border, the Daily Telegraph says Inglis, Smith and Slater are the three enemigos. Geez, if I could come up with that, I'd be a wealthier man than I am.
You would. I didn't know Dame Edna called the MCG the G-spot. That's hilarious. Thank you, James. It's 6:10 on Breakfast.